This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. President Barack Obama, on part of his 10-day visit throughout Asia, has stopped in Indonesia for about 24 hours. This is a country that he grew up in for about 4 years when he was a young child. And joining us now is Will Carlos, a reporter from Global Post. He has been out on the streets of Jakarta for the last 24 hours. Will, thanks for being with us. How do people there feel about President Obama's visit?
Mixed results. Generally, people are positive, really positive. I mean, most people are positive about the fact that he's coming here, but people have mixed results about the effect that his visit's actually having on their lives. Quite a few people complaining about the, believe it or not, the traffic snarl-ups as a result of roads being closed down and massive numbers of police and military guys being deployed on the streets for security. I actually spoke to a couple of people in restaurants who said that the business was down because a lot of people, instead of going out for lunch, were tending to stay in their offices and not go out on the streets where they might get stuck in traffic, believe it or not.
This is the largest Muslim country on earth. When you spoke to people, did you get a sense that the strides that the president has attempted to take in trying to repair relations between America and the Islamic world, are they paying off at all?
To be honest, a lot of people I spoke to weren't too au fait with the politics, weren't too au fait with the religious issues, were more sort of interested in the fact that Barack Obama used to live here and he's a very famous man. But I did speak to some students from a city called Makassar, which is up on the island of Sulawesi, which is a long way from Jakarta. These guys were young Muslim guys who were here with an Islamic university on a trip to Jakarta. They were very cynical about Barack Obama's visit. They were cynical about his promises to forge closer ties with the Muslim world. Young man told me this is all about American imperialism. He's not really interested in appealing to Muslims. He's just doing it for PR and for photo opportunities. The same guy did later relent that the current president is perhaps closer to and making more effort than previous presidents, but still doesn't think he's going anywhere near enough. I think he wanted to see more action and fewer photo opportunities.
Speaking of photo opportunities, are people pausing in their daily lives to take note of where the president is or what he's doing? I know that ABC's Jake Tapper had sent out a picture on Twitter of this was the cover story of a magazine, Tempo magazine, and I'd heard that from the New York Times article that even the press corps was applauding when the president's plane landed.
It's a very big deal here, particularly after this trip's been cancelled twice already, almost was cancelled again because of the volcanic dust. And I understand it's probably going to be cut short because of the volcano too. I think a lot of people, looking over their shoulders and kind of pinching themselves, is this really happening? Is he really here? And certainly it's galvanized the population. Not a single person I spoke to today was unaware that he was coming. Everybody knew he was coming to town. Everybody knew who he was. Most people knew that he'd lived here before. And pretty much everybody, I think everybody I spoke to knew that he's been quoted as saying that his favorite food is nasi goreng, fried rice, and bakso meatball soup, which are both Indonesian delicacies. So people have definitely this has definitely caught a lot of people's attention, this visit.
All right, Will, I hope you get a chance to experience both of those delicacies for research purposes to really get your story done right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Hari. Always a pleasure.
All right, Will Carlos from Global Post reporting there from Jakarta on President Obama's visit. This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.